I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The second-in-command at France Telecom quit his job today amid mounting criticism of management. It was a less tragic exit than a couple of dozen other employees of the company have made during the past 18 months. They killed themselves. The latest suicide came last week. That's when a 51-year-old man jumped off a bridge onto a highway. He left a note that blamed the atmosphere at his workplace. Unions have said that atmosphere has been poisoned by the restructuring of France Telecom. Here's The World's Jerry Haddon with details.
Workers at France Telecom have been complaining for years about what they call the inhumane transformation of a state-owned company. Of late, they've been holding street protests to press their case. One worker complained that he was being forced to learn new computer programs. There's more pressure, he added. You're constantly having to pick up the pace. France Telecom was a public institution until 1997. Then it began to privatize. That's meant adapting to new technologies, trimming the workforce, and relocating employees. All of this to make the company competitive in an open market. But then came the suicides, 24 in a year and a half. One employee jumped from her Telecom office window this summer. Another stabbed himself in a meeting. After that, France Telecom CEO Didier Lombard pledged action.
Je pense que la première urgence aujourd'hui, c'est d'arriver à contrôler et à arrêter le phénomène de.
He said, I think what is most urgent is to stop the contagion which is now underway, this infernal spiral of suicides. The French government, which owns a minority stake in the company, has also stepped in. French Labor Minister Xavier Darcot has unveiled measures to reduce workers' stress.
Arrêter toute mobilité géographique et professionnelle.
He said we will stop all employee transfers until October 31st and set up an anonymous telephone hotline that allows employees to get psychological support. France Telecom unions have welcomed the freeze on relocations, but with the resignation today of the head of France Telecom's operations in France, the question has come up again. How much is the company to blame for these suicides? Max Colchester has been covering the story for the Wall Street Journal in Paris. He says the dramatic nature of some of the deaths has made France Telecom front-page news, but he says statistically speaking, the number of deaths isn't out of the ordinary.
It is an absolutely enormous company. There are over 100,000 people working there, so callous as it sounds, 24 people out of 100,000 is about equivalent to the national average. So I think it's important not to take this out of context.
And Colchester points out that compared to workers at other big companies in Europe or the U.S., it would seem that France Telecom workers have it pretty good, at least on the surface.
They have cradle-to-grave jobs. French state system is very generous. France Telecom is very generous. If you leave France Telecom to set up your own company, you can get subsidies from the company. And if that doesn't work out, the company can then have an obligation to rehire you back into its mid. So you'd wonder what sort of pressure these people are under.
Then again, he says these people are radically changing the way they work. Many have gone from repairing old-fashioned telephones to selling mobile phone contracts from cutthroat call centers. But one phone company worker in Spain believes what's been most demoralizing in France are the relocations. This employee works at Telefónica, Spain's largest phone company. She says the company went through privatization at about the same time as France Telecom, but without the suicides. The employee would not give her name and also asked that her voice be altered for fear of being fired. She says, we had to become more productive too, but in our labor contract, there's one thing that management cannot touch, and that's our right not to be relocated. If they try to make us move, we can take them to court. So in that sense, we're protected. France Telecom's moratorium on relocation expires at the end of this month. Top executives say restructuring must continue if they hope to stay competitive. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.